Malcolm Turnbull put his job as opposition leader on the line today in a stand against sections of his party over climate change. He suggested he could resign if his party didn't rally behind him over the issue. Mr. Turnbull said he was not prepared to lead a party that did nothing on climate change. It's the opposition leader's last-ditch effort to get a majority, even a slim majority, of his MPs to amend and then vote for Kevin Rudd's emissions trading scheme. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Malcolm Turnbull's put his job on the line over climate change. Not that anyone else is clamouring to be opposition leader.
I am asserting my authority as the leader of the Liberal Party and the leader of the opposition. To do nothing, to literally be, to be a party with nothing to say, which is what some people are suggesting we should be, a party with no ideas, which is what some people are suggesting we should be, is not the party I am prepared to lead.
For months, there's been no shift in coalition support for Kevin Rudd's emissions trading scheme. But with a second parliamentary vote due in November and the prospect of handing Labor a double dissolution trigger, Malcolm Turnbull's starting to turn up the heat on the dissenters in his party room who don't want to vote with the government.
Whether my leadership prevails or not on this issue, time will tell. But the fact of the matter is, we cannot be a party with nothing to say.
And just in case his colleagues haven't got the message,
if the party room were to reject my recommendations to them, that would obviously be a leadership issue. That's perfectly plain, quite clear. And I'm asserting my leadership and my authority as the leader of the party.
Shadow Cabinet is on side. It's working on a raft of amendments to put to the Climate Change Minister, Penny Wong. But the most ardent coalition critics are unmoved by Mr. Turnbull's ultimatum. It's not swaying the likes of National Senator Ron Boswell, who's out campaigning against Kevin Rudd's carbon pollution reduction scheme in their home state of Queensland today.
My view on politics, you run your colours up the mast. You say what you believe, you defend what you believe, and you oppose what you don't believe. And if that means going to an early poll, so be it. But you can't dodge elections, because if you keep dodging things, then you don't. No one believes in you.
And National Senate leader Barnaby Joyce won't be voting for an ETS either. He says he's reflecting the views of his constituency. That's his first responsibility and what he must do in Canberra.
I have the deepest respect for Malcolm, and I deeply believe that he believes that he's doing the right thing. But on this issue, the National Party has not been convinced that Mr. Rudd, godlike, can change the climate. It is a ridiculous proposition, and we can't have this gun to our head type of politics.
The Nationals are lining up to vote no. More troublesome for Mr. Turnbull is his own fellow Liberals.
I've never heard anything so silly as the latest argument that we can change an emissions trading scheme so that it saves people's jobs.
Liberal backbencher Wilson Tuckey's not shifting. The prospect of his leader quitting if he doesn't get his way hasn't diminished Mr. Tuckey's dissent.
I will not vote for an emissions trading scheme. I will not vote for any amendments to the scheme.
Still, Malcolm Turnbull insists he'll prevail.
I am the leader of the Liberal Party. I'm the leader of the opposition, and the leadership I am showing is that we will engage constructively with the government. We will deliver to the government detailed amendments. We will then decide whether to vote for the legislation or not.
What if you can't secure the party room support?
I will secure the party room support.
The government is enjoying the coalition infighting. It's declared the hunting season open. Malcolm Turnbull has to convince roughly one-third of the naysayers to clinch a majority vote in the party room. One view is that on this issue it's a case of follow the leader, that whatever call the opposition leader makes, this time round the party has to back it, that Mr. Turnbull is doing just as Liberal leaders have done before him, asserting his authority on an issue he deems important. The argument goes that to defy the leader would be disrespectful and damage the party. Closer to voting time, some of those who are refusing to see it his way will be told in no uncertain terms that come the next election, whenever it's held, they'll be the ones who suffer, losing their seats if the coalition doesn't work with the government and deliver an emissions trading scheme.
Alexandra Kirk.